And now for the next act. Cecil, bravo on all of your wonderful choices for music right after an interview. With me now, not Shakespeare, but to talk about Robinson Jeffers' play Medea that will open this week here in Burke Hawthorne Hall. With me are Danny Ladmeralt and Jessica Jouclard, who will be playing the lead roles in Medea. Jessica as Medea and Daniel as Jason.
Correct.
You know, that everyone has some concept in their mind of Medea. You know, people have very visceral, emotional responses to that story.
Yes.
The play that you're doing is by Robinson Jeffers, which, as Daniel was saying, is probably the one that is produced the most, probably even more so than the classic play Medea, mm-hmm. Of which there were several versions even then, different takes on Medea. So tell us a bit, before we go into this particular play, just how that, what is the focus of Robinson Jeffers' Medea? How does it depart from what we think of as the classic Greek version?
That's a good question. I think that that one of the things that we are definitely aiming for is to show Medea as a sympathetic character and not just sort of a one-note villain, because there's many, many things that leads her to do the tragic things that she does. And I think that Robinson Jeffers' translation is a little bit more fresh in language and easier for the modern audience to understand and takes you on a bit of a journey, really, in her backstory and the things that she's suffered through. It's important up until the very end of the play that the audience be taken on that journey of, would she actually do what she does? And I think he succeeds at that.
Totally. Well, absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely perfect. And I think the only thing I would add is that he, you know, there are things in human emotions that are timeless and that never change. And this is very much an age-old continuing story. And it's basically a domestic drama. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what he focuses on is the relationship between Jason and Medea, as well as Medea and those around her, the women of Corinth and her children.
Well, and I'm going to ask you, just for those people who don't know much about the story of Medea, to sketch that out, to kind of the basics of this domestic issue.
Right. the story of Jason and the Argonauts, I think the really bad 1960s movie aside, I think.
Which we all love.
Which yes. I do too, quite frankly. I think a lot of people are familiar with Jason and the Argonauts. And he is challenged. Let's see if we start at the beginning really quickly. I try to do this in a thumbnail sketch. Jason has found favor with the gods, because as his father or his uncle attempts to kill him as a young baby, his mother saves him by making him pretend to be dead, and then shuttles him out of town. So he comes back on his way to claim his kingdom from his uncle Peleus. In that, he is, his uncle says, well, if you really want to be a king, what would you do? What great course or what great journey would you send a hero on to prove to be really good? Oh, well, I'd send somebody to go get the golden fleece. So Peleus says, all right, that's it. You're in. Go get the golden fleece. To which he goes, and he goes on this journey. He finally gets to Colchis, where Medea is from, which I think would be in modern-day Georgia in this time. And she assists him in acquiring the fleece and all the challenges that her father puts before him. Jason doesn't really accomplish much of this on his own, by the way.
That's true.
FYI. And
so we can assume that Medea has fallen in love
and
with
Medea
Jason.
And Medea has fallen because Jason has found favor with Venus, or which actually more accurately would be Aphrodite, but in the play it's Venus. And so she's compelled to do these things. Jason also, when he marries Medea, is made a promise to the gods to always be true to Medea and only Medea. So once the fleece has been acquired, he goes back to Iolcus. They live there, have kids, and then the people of Iolcus get a little superstitious about Medea and her powers, so they chase him out, and they end up in Corinth, and this is where our show begins.
The
domestic dispute begins. Yes,
because Medea never quite fits in. She's a demigoddess, granddaughter of the of Helios, the sun god.
And she has powers.
But she's over her decade or so with Jason, has begun to sort of renounce those and embrace her human side.
She's trying.
Yes. But as she's see, as she's scorned throughout the show, eventually she takes back her divinity.
So what is the crux of the disturbance? They get to this place and...
Well, they get to Corinth, and Creon the king has welcomed them in their exile. And Jason and Creon hit it off really well, so... Creon, only having a daughter, promises his daughter to Jason as a wife, which, of course, Medea does not take very kindly to. And so they marry to solidify the power.
Jason would eventually
become king, and his boys, their boys, would be heirs to the throne. I think Jason, acting in a rather pragmatic sort of way, does this, but Medea doesn't quite see it that way.
Okay. And as she, in her own words, she's somewhat rash and intemperate.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think you've caught everyone who didn't know the story up to this point, and people are beginning to see why this play illustrates hell hath no fury like a woman
scorned. Yes. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yes, the resonating line over the centuries. So tell us about your characters. You've been living with these characters because even though there are some extraneous people, Medea and Jason make up the pillars of this play. Robinson Jeffers has translated this, adapted it. He has created this particular take on it. So let's start with Jason first. Tell us about your character, because I can sense some sympathy in there that you have for
him.
Well,
you know, I think as an actor, you, no matter how big a dope you think your character is, you got to find some sympathy. I actually, whenever I begin preparing a character, is go in with no judgments at all, and I'm kind of just being flip here with him. But Jason has, you know, if you want to do the Jason backstory, his upbringing wasn't great, as you see. You know, his uncle tries to kill him, and he's got to be raised by a centaur, and so he can kind of understand exile and abandonment. He's attempting to regain his crown when he gets the story. He happens to be one of those lucky dudes that the gods favor. We don't know exactly why the gods favored him, but they did. So, but I think he's plodding along, but he's trying to do the best he can do. And he actually thinks he's doing something good for his family. Mm-hmm. He's actually he's had the short grasp on the crown of Iolcus, his dad's crown, and they get chased out again. So now he's got another situation, very friendly people, very friendly situation, where he can, again, kind of set his family up very well.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe him personally? Because this play, as you said, has there's a lot of subtlety to it. Mm-hmm. You really get a sense of the multi-layered characters. How would you describe him personally? What kind of a person is he? I mean, you've talked about the outside things,
right,
that are...
Right, right. I think Jason is very... He's very much... I think he'd be a great politician.
Yes.
in our modern society. He's a little bit of a glad hander. He has gotten this far strictly on his charms. Everything he's done has been with the assistance of one woman or another. Quite honestly, and Medea more so than others, because she's, you know,
or some goddess who took
some goddess or right. So he thinks he's got this kind of special charm with women, and I think he would absolutely be a politician in if he were around today, and be a darn good one.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that the staying power of all of those Greek stories? Yeah,
absolutely,
you know,
right.
It's really nothing new under the sun.
Nothing,
especially with those characters. I want to tell people we are talking about Medea. It's being produced by Acting Unlimited Incorporated. It will open this week in Burke Hawthorne Hall. I believe it opens on Friday, this Friday the 18th. And my guests are the two lead roles in Medea, Danny Ladmiral talking about Jason, his character, and Jessica Juclard is Medea, of the title of the play. Talk to us about Medea, because you started off in the very beginning talking about how maybe she isn't exactly as some people would want to cast her. How does this play, this particular version of the play, develop the character of Medea?
I think that we definitely have to set up the the things that she has done for Jason and all the sacrifices that she's made. She truly loves him and has been so deeply, deeply hurt. She cannot grasp his political motives behind his infidelities and is just feels purely betrayed.
Because she had a homeland, and she betrayed her father.
Yep, betrayed her brother, killed her brother. Mm-hmm.
And she was royalty in her own right.
That's right. I am, yeah. Yep. And so for me,
she left her homeland.
For me, I think the one motivation which drives me throughout the show is just regaining pride, which is interesting with the chorus of Greek women who are on stage practically the entire show with me and the way that we relate and that I'm using them as a sounding board to regain that pride. I need somebody to see the evil deeds I'm going to do, that I would be willing to go that far.
So tell us about this chorus, because that's an integral part of not only the Greek plays in their time, but the way this play is written as well. What is that relationship? How do you work with that for people who are not that familiar with the chorus and their relationship with an act? How does that work? Are you talking to them? Are they just mirroring you? How does that fit into the play?
In our modern adaptation, it's a little bit different than the traditional Greek choruses that would all sort of literally speak in unison and just accentuate what's happening on the stage for the audience. But we've tried to build more natural relationships, and even with some of the women who maybe don't say a whole lot in the show, we've still really created rich characters and backstories for our characters. Some are more supportive. Some play the wiser sage, and so they are our sounding board, and they try to give Medea advice and steer her in the right direction, and oftentimes they come very close to succeeding. But Medea just cannot forgive.
Now, you know, this play is not like other plays where you say, oh, you're just going to have to go see it to see how it ends.
Sure.
Because everyone knows
pretty
how
much
it ends.
Yeah.
So maybe just tell us.
Yeah. For anybody who's not familiar with the story and really what makes this one of the greatest tragedies, just unspeakable, is that Medea finally, as a last resort, kills her own children as ultimate revenge to Jason. It's the last tie that binds her humanity and her link to him. And she realizes that without severing that, she will never finally be free and heal.
Right. But there's a lot that leads up to that point. I mean, that is the horrific event that we simply, over the centuries, can't get out of our head.
Awful,
that
yeah.
is just the one thing we can't get around. But leading up to that, it's not a simple play. It's very nuanced, and
incredibly.
Your relationship, because she doesn't just decide one day to do that. This comes about over time.
I think there is, as she said, Medea, you know, obviously loves Jason. I know there's a great deal of passion and love on Jason's part as well. There certainly is, and if there's not, then it doesn't work, and it's not believable.
Right.
You can't make that connection, or even the connection, like, why would she do this? This guy's a jerk. Why would, you know? So there's a definite connection between the two. I've said in the rehearsal process, it's like, you know, when you're going through a breakup, girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, whatever, you get to a point where two people are talking, but nobody's listening.
Right.
Two people are there, you're talking at and saying very rational, very responsible things, maybe, but it's just kind of bouncing off. It's like reading a newspaper in a high wind
or
something.
There's no connection anymore.
Right. So, and that's, you know, so there, I mean, there are so many layers. Like, it really is, and even in the original, but in our attempt here, it is very much a domestic issue, and it's about two people who really care about each other, who have property and kids and friends and factions and history, you know. So, and now all of this is changed by, you know, a simple act.
And as you say, back in that period, I mean, he could have just done whatever he wanted.
Well, back in that period, it would not have been out of the ordinary for a man to have more than to marry power and have two separate families, you know.
Right. But otherwise, as you say, there would be no play.
But exactly.
If you did not, because obviously you have powers and, and there's a certain fear element, but there's also you cannot just sever your ties to her and your regard for her.
Right.
And that is a fascinating thing to think that story came out thousands of years ago. That all of our sense of perhaps how male and female relationships were back then really weren't so black and white and weren't so male hero slices and dices and
it's
discards.
Incredible.
There's a real
connection. You certainly see, and I wanted to really accentuate the weaknesses. I mean, Jason is always, you know, I said it's one of the early hero stories, but he's a very weak individual, and he has foibles and he has, you know, his mistakes as well. And I didn't want to play him straight as kind of straight up hero.
Or somebody just doing something terrible.
Or just somebody doing something terrible.
Exactly.
Person. Right.
So is much of that within the body of the play, or is this something that your directors and you all can also shape? How much input do you all have as actors in interpreting some of these parts?
I think a great deal. And we love working with Walter and Gerard because they've always been very open to any of our input and adaptations. Our rehearsal space has been a playground for creativity and freedom and a safe place. I know that from our first reading to where we've developed now and the backstories and the relationships, it's night and day. And I think a lot of that has come from the direction and the talent of the cast.
Absolutely.
And I think people are, you know, continue to be astonished by the range of Acting Unlimited Incorporated and the different styles of plays that the organization takes on, everything from musicals to comedies to children's work to Medea.
They're really a lot of tragedy.
No, you don't. And Walter, this has kind of been a pet project of Walter's. He's wanted to do it for quite some time. And I figured now was the time. And I'm certainly glad he did.
Definitely.
It's been a great experience.
And I'm really happy that it's taking place here in Burke Hawthorne Hall, here in the theater, which is a beautiful theater.
It is a fantastic theater. Two of you
all have worked in that theater before.
Well, it's been a long time for me. But
And we have a lot of really beautiful, magical elements to the show. And with the lighting and the scrims in that beautiful theater, it's just going to add a lot of magic to it.
And I know
really
I say
really
that
excited.
Every time there's a play there, but if you have not been to that theater yet, give yourself a treat.
It's a beautiful space.
See a production
it's an
there.
Incredible space.
Yeah. Such a classic theater with so many possibilities.
Yes.
And with the new stadium seating, so intense, such an intense experience.
Yeah, I can't wait, actually. Obviously, my last time was in the old Burke Hall, which was a space I loved as well.
They really honored that space.
But they did. Yeah. They really, really did.
So tell us about the set design and costumes. I'm sure some people are immediately imagining, you know, flowing white robes. And how are you all playing
this? You know, that's the thing. You know, we're not, as far as the acting style goes, we're not doing it in a very stylized Greek way. It's very modern. Jeffers' language is very modern, heightened and beautiful prose, but very accessible. But the costumes are in a more traditional, and the set is more in the traditional stylized.
So who's the set designer and who's working on the set?
Well, Walter is the set designer.
And he's directing as well along.
And he's directing with Gerard.
Yep.
And we have several people who – I don't think I even have a list of people who are doing costumes.
Lauren Greenwhite has taken on the challenge of Medea's costume, as well as My Priestess, which is also an interesting element that we've sort of added.
Nina McCune is doing the children. And a couple of the other costumes. I'm not sure. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Walter, I think, has also been creating.
I think Walter's been doing some.
Well, and that's always a hallmark too of AUI. It's such a group effort.
It is.
So much collaboration, and again, so much talent. My guests, Jessica Juclard and Daniel Ladmerald, are performing as Medea and Jason in Robinson Jeffers' Medea, which will open this week in Burke Hawthorne Hall. And Acting Unlimited, just again, producing so many wonderful, varied plays and,
yes,
and many
definitely.
Original plays that they've taken mm-hmm. on as well, and then now Greek tragedy. So a great opportunity for us all to see. How many performances are there?
We are going to do five performances. We start this Friday, the 18th, at 7:30. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's a Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then next Friday, Saturday,
okay,
25,
and not,
26.
And not the following Sunday.
So and not the following, just
one matinee.
Just one matinee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And can people get their tickets now, or should they get them at the door?
You can make reservations now, okay. Absolutely.
Yes, they can. You can call Acting Unlimited at 337-484-0172 to make reservations. You can also buy your tickets on sale online at AUIMEDEA.eventbrite.com.
Okay, so you can reserve those tickets. That is here at Burke Hawthorne Hall this Friday, opening Medea by Acting Unlimited Incorporated. Jessica Juklard as Medea and Daniel Admiral as Jason. What has been your favorite thing about being in this play? What have you most enjoyed about playing Medea?
I am so incredibly honored to portray such a strong female role that, like you said, was written thousands of years ago. It's probably one of the most challenging marathon roles for an actress, and it's been a huge undertaking. It's taken a lot of soul searching and a lot of energy to put into it. So to see the finished product and work with all these wonderfully talented people, I think it's really going to blow people away. So I think just to have the opportunity to play such a strong character that has just transcended throughout all these millennia, that is just fantastic. It's just been a great honor.
Yeah. And how about Jason?
Well, for Jason, also, Ms. Juklard here knocks it out of the park is all I can say. She
Thank
does.
You.
If you miss this, you're going to miss a performance that you're going to regret. But actually, it's more personal with me. My son is doing this show with me. He's playing one of the boys. So I've just been having a blast.
Oh, mm-hmm. And he's with just him adorable. it's going to be heartbreaking.
This is his first outside of school
How
plays.
Old is he?
He's eight.
He's eight.
So yeah. So and he's having a blast. And my daughter's going to be running the lights. So it's a family. Oh. It's a family affair. So I'm having a great time with that. And of course, as Jessica said, this great cast and working with Walter. It's.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's been the most fun for me, I have to say, is working with my boy.
Well, and I, we're happy to work together again. We first worked together in His Grace.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
About 2 years ago now.
I think so, yeah.
So we've been looking forward to another chance to work together.
Yeah. And it's been fun. It's
very
been
different kind of fun.
Yes.
Play.
Yes.
And you know, I also want to throw out there how amazing it is. It's just the tip of the hat to Lafayette. We've got two Shakespeare's and a Greek tragedy happening here in the same week. And I think that is awesome.
It is.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful
incredible.
Time for theater here.
So, people, please appreciate
yes.
that we've got some great theater in this town,
right.
and
yes.
it's happening right now.
Some
it's amazing.
Incredible talent.
That's right.
You don't have to go far to see it.
No. And really, every weekend, it's just, well, what do we want to see?
Exactly.
There's always something
Medea.
Happening.
Medea is what you want to see.
Medea's it.
There's 3 days in a weekend.
That's right.
So you could go to one Friday, one Saturday,
you
and
could.
That's right.
Sunday.
You absolutely could.
Too.
Yes.
So, yes, two Shakespeare plays this week and Robinson Jeffers Medea here in Burke Hawthorne Hall opening Friday. Tickets available by going to Acting Unlimited Incorporated. We have the number here as well, and you can look it up online. Thank
yes.
you both, Jessica Juklard and Daniel Ladmerault in Medea, produced by Acting Unlimited Incorporated.
Thanks
Thank you so much.
Judy.